Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with the presidential campaign intensifying after the State of the Union address last night. The one thing that I think nobody can argue about is that there was more energy we've seen from the Biden side of the political divide. Actually, more energy than we've seen since his election in 2020, some almost 4 years ago. The president, of course, became notorious for hiding out in his basement. It was during the midst of a pandemic. But today he's out campaigning in Pennsylvania and in Georgia, both crucial swing states. And he has some catching up to do, because most of the polling has shown conclusively that President Trump is actually ahead. And the way that the Electoral College works is that, remember, he lost the popular vote by more than 3 million votes when he was running against Hillary Clinton in 2016. But he ended up winning the Electoral College with support to spare. He won 306 to 232 electoral votes. And one of the things that is very encouraging to President Trump and his supporters is that this time the guess by everyone is that Biden would have to win the popular vote by more than 2% in order to win the Electoral College, because those Electoral College states, the way that those swing states, crucial swing states, play out, work out in Republican advantage. It's the same way that President Bush could win the presidency, even while he lost the popular vote by 500,000 popular votes to Al Gore. Meanwhile, in terms of the speech last night, the report in National Journal, President Biden wore his political message early and loudly during the State of the Union address last night, while he refrained from uttering former President Trump's name even once. He referred to my predecessor three times in the first 10 minutes of the 67-minute address as he spoke about three of the most divisive issues in politics today: aid to Ukraine, the legacy of January 6th, and abortion. What makes our moment rare is that freedom and democracy are under attack both at home and overseas at the very same time, Biden said at the outset of his remarks. He tellingly chose to speak about Ukraine at the start of his speech, chastising Trump for saying he'd encourage Russia to attack a NATO member. As in last year's address, Biden's opponents weren't afraid to heckle him, and he wasn't afraid to hit back. Biden acknowledged in a roundabout fashion that he isn't receiving any credit for the country's strong economy. Biden, a decidedly conventional president, gave a fiery and very unconventional State of the Union address on Thursday night, which he hopes will match a very unconventional political environment and what he called a dangerous world. The CNN is out with a new poll, CNN and SRSS poll, of 529 respondents. Of people who watched the address, 62% believe the country is heading in the right direction. Wow. That is up 17 points from just before the speech. The Biden campaign also reported that it had its best 2 hours of fundraising in its history in the 2024 electoral cycle. They had their best 2 hours of fundraising during his State of the Union address. Biden had one of his best fundraising days after Super Tuesday, raising $1.5 million in the 24 hours after 15 states held their primary contests. Meanwhile, there was President Biden's tone, which drew more attention than any specific point that he made. For instance, he challenged the Republicans in the audience. By the way, 37 Republican members of the House and Senate, and that's of a total of not quite 300 members of the House and Senate combined. 37 members left. They walked out during the speech. But Biden challenged Republicans to send him that border bill that he had been speaking about. This is clip four.
That's America. And we all come from somewhere. But we're all American. We have a simple choice. We can fight about fixing the border, or we can fix it. Fix it. Send me the border bill now.
They're chanting, fix it, fix it, fix it. The Democrats also frequently interrupted the speech with chants of four more years, four more years, four more years. And then there were Biden's closing comments in which he actually made fun of his greatest vulnerability, which all the polls up till now have shown his greatest vulnerability was not anything specifically involving political positions, but his age. So this is the way he dealt with it at the very closing moments of his speech. This is clip seven.
Let me close with this. I know you don't want to hear any more, Lindsay, but I got to say a few more things. I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I know the American story. Again and again, I've seen the contest between competing forces and the battle for the soul of our nation. Between those who want to pull America back to the past and those who want to move America to the future. My lifetime has taught me to embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on core values that have defined America, honesty, decency, dignity, equality, to respect everyone, to give everyone a fair shot, to give hate no safe harbor. Now other people my age see it differently. The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution, that's not me.
And that's the line when he talks about other people his age. He's taking note of the fact that there is only a 4-year age difference, not even quite 4 years, between President Trump and President Biden. Meanwhile, foreign policy. Sweden was honored for joining NATO last night. And Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute has just talked about Sweden's accession to NATO and its deeper significance. But does it signify or change goodbye globalization and the return of a divided world? So what do we do about those divisions and those challenges, particularly by rising authoritarianism? That and more with Elizabeth Law of AEI.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Michael Medved Show. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute. She's also a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and the author most recently of a brand new book just released. It is called Goodbye Globalization, The Return of a Divided World. She also tweeted yesterday on the occasion of Sweden's accession to NATO. Biden has issued a historic order to the armed forces. And this is a Swedish Biden, not the President of the United States. The order ends, "We defend Sweden, our allies, and our freedom to live as we choose." Isn't this something of a surprise that Sweden has now joined NATO, when Sweden had a long tradition of neutrality, even including World War II? Sweden and Switzerland were the only two major countries that didn't get involved in World War II. So what changed and led to the joining with NATO?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having me on the show again, Michael. It's always a pleasure. And what has changed in Sweden is that the neutrality that began during World War II was really, it became more and more diluted. So during World War II, Sweden was neutral and was neutral by virtue of not having been invaded. All its neighbors were invaded, but Sweden managed to not get invaded. And then during the Cold War, it maintained a policy of neutrality. Then in the 90s, that policy was sort of watered down, and then when Sweden joined the European Union, it really wasn't neutral anymore. So then it changed its policy to military non-alignment, meaning it wouldn't join NATO. But now, in the past couple of years, it became obvious that that policy really didn't make sense anymore. There was really no reason not to join NATO, and especially when Russia invaded Ukraine, it became obvious that to not belong to military alliance was a little bit, it made no sense. And then when Finland decided to join NATO, there was absolutely no reason for Sweden not to join. Sweden would have been all by itself outside NATO in its region, and that would have been foolish. And here we are after an application process that has lasted much longer than expected, but nevertheless, it did have an end, and now Sweden is a member.
And yes, and the Swedish Prime Minister was there at the State of the Union address last night. He was actually the first guest that President Biden honored. In terms of your new book, Goodbye Globalization, this is not only about the renewed popularity in some countries in the West, including America, of tariffs and trade restraints, not only showing a retreat for free trade, but for the entire ideal of international cooperation. Why are we saying farewell to a trend, globalization, that produced so much wealth for so many different countries?
That's right. Globalization really has been beneficial for so many people around the world. And the reason it's been beneficial is that globalization allows companies, and as a result, countries to specialize, which results in lower prices and increased prosperity for all. What happened, though, is that globalization was undertaken by companies, by governments in the West, and of course in other countries, without consultation with the public. So the ordinary citizens in various countries, and especially in the U.S., didn't feel involved in the whole process, and they only noticed the less beneficial or detrimental aspects of globalization, meaning jobs leaving the country, and they sort of forgot that actually globalization brought cheaper consumer goods for all of us, but we all got cheaper consumer goods, and only factory workers and very old lost their jobs. So it was always uneven, and people were a certain aspect, a certain part of our society was always unhappy about it. Then, of course, what happened in globalization increased. Also, Western companies started realizing that it's not an unmitigated good, and especially in China, they started realizing that the IT laws was becoming a major problem. And then on top of that, it's not just IT laws, but the uneven playing field was becoming a major problem. And it became an even bigger problem when Chinese companies reached a point or a stage where they were competing head on with Western companies. And then on top of that, we had the geopolitical confrontation has increased in the past few years between China and the West and between Russia and the West. So the two crown jewels of globalization, Russia and especially China, all of a sudden were becoming problematic. And as I said, at home, people lost faith in globalization. And now it seems to me that globalization has very few believers anymore. And that is a very dangerous situation to be in, which is why globalization is decreasing. It's something that you have to believe in, otherwise it won't work.
Do you think that President Trump has called for a universal tariff, basically, of an additional 10% on everything being imported into the United States? Is that going to promote or hinder American prosperity if he is elected and he implements that idea?
Well, tariffs will never help, but what I think will happen is that we'll see regionalization, the U.S. working more closely with its friends and allies, and it will also have to gain new friends and allies now that we won't do as much business with China as we used to. But it was interesting the other day, somebody tweeted that this book by globalization reads like a thriller, and it really is like a thriller, especially now. What will happen next? Who will make the next move? Who will win? Who will lose? Who will be the good guy? Who will be the not so good guys? And globalization really is something that affects every one of us.
And we're posting information about your book, Goodbye Globalization, at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A significant meeting between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu might be on the horizon. Following a State of the Union address on Thursday, President Biden was caught on a hot mic moment talking with Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, saying, "I told him, BB, and keep this quiet, but you and I are going to have a serious discussion." He was then told by an aide that his microphone was still active. Former President Trump has posted his bail in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll more than $83 million in damages. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. Across most states in the country, clocks will spring forward from Saturday night to Sunday morning. At 2 a.m. on Sunday, clocks will be set forward by an hour, extending daylight by 60 minutes in the evening. This adjustment lasts until the clocks are turned back again in the fall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, President Trump was not silent while Joe Biden was delivering his State of the Union speech. The State of the Union speech is a constitutional obligation. It's part of Article 3, which describes the presidency, and of Article 2. And it suggests in Article 2 that the president shall from time to time, this is Section 3 of Article 2 of our Constitution, the president shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. He may, on extraordinary occasions, convene both houses or either of them, and in the case of disagreement between them with respect to, it continues of the question of adjournment. But the idea of the State of the Union became a written address because Thomas Jefferson didn't like speaking in public. He was a great writer, obviously, author of the Declaration of Independence, but he preferred to send up a written address to the Congress that would be read to them aloud. But the idea of a president actually coming back and personally delivering that address, that was reinstituted by Woodrow Wilson, another Virginian, by the way. And that was reinstituted after the turn of the 20th century, and partially because Wilson had such a extremely conceited view of his own abilities as a public speaker. And he was a phenomenal public speaker. and his speeches were very well written, so he came back to the idea. And of course, in the age of television, this is an event made for television. But one of the things about President Biden is that he's always had the difficulty of competing with President Trump. And President Trump actually had something to say when he spoke about in anticipation of what the State of the Union was going to offer. Here is Trump's comments the day before the State of the Union.
These people don't know what they're doing. It was all caused by crooked Joe Biden and the people that surround him. And they are radical left Marxists and fascists and communists and socialists. We have people running our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. He and the communists and his party looted trillions of dollars from you and spent it on illegal aliens and the Green New Scam, triggering the highest inflation in many, many decades. If your packages are getting smaller, that's the reason why, under my leadership, there was no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. It's time to tell crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
Okay, this is one of the difficulties because a number of people, Elise Stefanik and others, have said that the whole question in the election is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And there have been a whole series of answers to that challenge because by a number of measures, in the New York Times, they listed a whole series of statistics. And when it comes to statistics of economic growth, it's true. By some measures, things were better in the third year of President Trump's presidency than in the third year of this Biden presidency. When, for instance, unemployment rate at the beginning of a fourth year in office, it was identical. Biden 3.7%, Trump 3.6%. Manufacturing jobs created in the first 3 years, Biden did much better than Trump. 791,000 to 419,000 jobs created. The GDP growth was much better over the first 3 years of Biden's term than over the first 3 years of Trump. 3.4% for Biden, 2.7% for Trump. The lowest monthly black unemployment rate during presidency, better for Biden, 4.8% rather than 5.3% for Trump. Both good numbers. The one big gain that Trump had as an advantage over Biden was when it came to the annual growth in the Standard & Poor 500, the stock market. And Trump gained in the market during his first 3 years a total of 15.4%, Biden a total of 8.6%. And good job figures today, but the market went down by about 60 points. Meanwhile, there was also, ahead of the State of the Union address, there was an attempt by Speaker Mike Johnson to make sure that his members didn't embarrass themselves as they did in the prior State of the Union speech led by Marjorie Taylor Greene. But Marjorie Taylor Greene had this to say about the importance of calling out the president in the midst of his speech. Clip 16. We have a clip.
I told my predecessor called members of Congress and the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels political win. He viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner, not really. I. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Okay, again, this was probably one of the less effective moments for President Trump. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who previously had said to Speaker Mike Johnson that, no, she reserved the right to heckle Biden during his speech. Listen, this is what you had to say.
$34 trillion in debt. You know what else is inappropriate? Lincoln Riley was murdered. I'll argue that decorum has been destroyed here in Washington, D.C. and in Congress. So I think calling out the president if he's lying to the American people is completely appropriate.
What's so astonishing about that is you may remember in a speech that I attended, which was not a State of the Union speech, but it was a speech to a joint session of Congress that President Obama had called to try to push through his Obamacare bill. And Joe Wilson, a representative from South Carolina, when Obama said his Obamacare wouldn't go to people who were undocumented, he hollered out, "You lie!" And this was considered such a shocking development. And Republicans apologized for it. we're not moving in the right direction in terms of decorum. But we have an Oscars ceremony coming up. That's this Sunday. What's going to happen? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. We'll also be reviewing a couple of new movies, American Dreamer and Spaceman, with Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan. That and more coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, they are looking forward over this weekend to big success for the Oscar ceremonies. And why? Because the most popular movies of the year are nominated for prominent Oscars, like the Best Picture Award. Barbie is a nominee. No one expects Barbie to win. But the other nominee that is expected to win the Best Picture, Oppenheimer, and it's also favored for a number of other major awards. All of this should be entertaining, and then I think people, because of the state of the political campaign, a lot of Oscar ceremonies recently have really tried to stay away from politics. It seems to me almost irresistible for them to jump in and to mention figures like Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Nikki Haley, even though she's not a candidate anymore. But it all should be fairly entertaining in the hands of Jimmy Kimmel, who is hosting the ceremony. The one thing I could say is there's one prediction that is generally being made that I disagree with, but we will get to that. First off, from Hollywood, the very latest in newly released movies. Okay, first of all, probably the biggest film that is opening on Netflix is Spaceman. And it has a very distinguished and noteworthy cast. Adam Sandler is in it. Carey Mulligan is in it. These are actors who have had nominations for Academy Awards in the past. Paul Dano is in it. He plays the voice of a spider-like space creature who sort of moves in a very friendly and helpful way to a space capsule that has been dispatched by Czechoslovakia. Yes, this is a Czech film, and it contains only one spaceman, one astronaut, that's Adam Sandler, who is trying to make up for a bad patch in his marriage with Carey Mulligan left back home. And it turns out that on this spacecraft, the only companionship that he can find is with this spider-like creature, furry spider-like creature with multiple eyes, about nine of them, And that is a creature voiced by Paul Dano. And some of the dialogue sounds like this.
What I'm doing is for everyone back home, and that makes me very proud.
He's not doing well. He misses his wife, and he shouldn't have left.
6 months in isolation. You stop thinking too much.
I did not intend to frighten you, skinny human. Do not be afraid.
I'm losing my mind.
You wish to know if I am real.
I am like you, an explorer. I wish to assist you in your emotional distress.
I don't need your help, but you do.
ouch. Yes, this is one of those films that is so understated. It has some visionary visuals, and it has its moments. Isabella Rossellini, if you remember her, is here playing the premiere of Czechoslovakia. And somehow we're supposed to believe that Adam Sandler and Carrie Mulligan, they're all Czech. And the movie is very indulgent, and it ends up being profoundly tedious, and with otherworldly New Age music in the background. The film is rated R for... I'm not even clear, because there's not that much that you see. The language can be a little bit forbidding and off-putting. But the movie's rated R, and 2 stars, which is about as generous as you can get for Spaceman. You do feel like you've been isolated in a spacecraft with no conceivable or coherent purpose for a long time, like the participants in this voyage. Another film is American Dreamer, which is playing in theaters, and it has an interesting cast. It's Peter Dinklage plays a college professor who is down on his luck, whose one big American dream is to buy a home. And so with the help of Matt Dillon, who plays his sort of slimy real estate agent, he is able to take a 401k and to come up with $250,000 that buys him a new home, but only with conditions. One of the conditions, that the original owner of the home continue to live there, and that's played by Shirley MacLaine. Yes, the great Shirley MacLaine. And she is eccentric, and so is the film with Peter Dinklage trying to make this dream of home ownership a satisfying reality. Listen.
That's the American dream. 4 walls, a patch of grass, a place to write my novel.
$240,000 with live-in. What does that mean?
Her husband passed away years ago. They never had any children.
You live there until she croaks.
And I get the whole house.
It's almost too good to be true.
This is one of my kids.
I have a contested will in my future.
I'm going to sue you. What if she lives another 20 years?
Do you wish death upon her?
Not tomorrow.
Every time I see the light, I see her face.
Just because I'm standing over you backlit.
What kind of moron buys a house under such circumstances?
Okay, and what kind of moron would want to spend what feels like a great deal of time in such a sadistic movie? A great deal of what passes for dark humor is actually accidents and being cut by glass and damaged. Peter Dinklage is the victim of a great deal of this. It should be rated R, American Dreamer. It's not officially rated yet. And it's an extraordinarily unpleasant film to watch, to see people suffer for no point and with all kinds of indulgent stupidity. 2 stars for American Dreamer, despite a starry cast that includes Danny Glover, by the way. There's another film, and it's a big film. And it's a far more interesting film. It is now opening up around the country. It just got a glowing review in the Wall Street Journal. So let's hear the review that we laid down previously. And it is about the first American saint. And Mother Cabrini became and was canonized in 1945-46. She set up orphanages and hospitals and all kinds of extremely high-minded and effective Catholic institutions, many of which still survive today. The film is about her struggles, and struggles at sometimes against church hierarchy. The church hierarchy is well played by the likes of John Lithgow and David Morse. And the film is directed by Alejandro Maestre, who is previously was the director of The Sound of Freedom. And it's beautiful to see, and extremely moving, though slow moving. Directed by Alejandro Monteverdi, who is a Mexican director who has now become a U.S. citizen. The film is rated R, though it's basically because of some disease and suffering and violence that interferes with Mother Cabrini's work. 2.5 stars for a film that introduces a phenomenally complex and important historical character to the world. It's very tough to make a movie about a saint, and as she really was a saint. Coming up on Monday, we'll talk about Oscar upsets and surprises and shocks after the Oscar ceremony. I mentioned that there was one unconventional prediction I would make. I don't think that Cillian Murphy is going to win Best Actor from Oppenheimer. I do think that will likely go to Bradley Cooper. But then again, we could be wrong. Though we try not to be in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.